I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Appleton Parkersburg baseball coach Brett Klesbys as we recap the recently completed 2025 season. And coach, I appreciate the time as always. 15-12 overall season. However, down the stretch from the Belle Plaine game and on, you won 8 of your final 11 games to close the season out. I just kind of want to get your thoughts, especially on that final stretch of the season where you were able to, pick up some momentum and play some of your best ball of the year there.
Yeah, just pitchers kind of settled in mid-year. I think we kind of finally got into a groove, and guys were pitching well, and Sully was pitching well, and just was dealing with some kind of injuries with Benny and Wes, and so had Wes out of the rotation, and then got him back and threw him in, and it was just you could kind of tell he had some time off and wasn't as sharp, and so needed to stick him back out in the field where we could have Sully and Preston and those guys on the mound, and so yeah, played well. I think it kind of turned around, like you were saying, at that Belle Plaine game there. We just kind of it took a little bit too long for us, I think, in that Belle Plaine game. I think about 6 innings to finally score some runs, but then we kind of turned around and guys kind of started hitting the ball better and got West back, I think, the week after that, I believe. And so it was just nice to have West back, and then unfortunately Benny had a untimely hamstring issue there that he had suffered in the Dyke game, and kind of sidelined him for the rest of the season. So yeah, it finished well. Proud of the boys, and that's what we kind of told them. After our Dyke game, it was just like, it was the expectations were there in my head that we wanted to be where we're at, and the goal was to be in Carroll this coming week, and that's everybody's goal. And so, but if you would have told me like you said, we won the last 8 out of 11 games, that it would have been tough for me to tell with the amount of young guys that we had on our roster.
Yeah, certainly. And coming into the season, knowing that there was going to be quite a bit of young guys on the roster, what were some of the biggest things you, I guess, kind of challenged the guys on, or maybe had some biggest, objectives for the team coming into the season? And ultimately, how are you guys able to kind of respond to some of those objectives and challenges that you gave the guys?
Yeah, just challenged them the year after. In Carroll last year, it was we missed, we had five guys that were relieving, and so just challenged the young guys that were freshmen at the time and sophomores, had a good group of sophomores. Just challenged them to get in the winter and make sure they were hitting on their own, and come to January, we were in throwing and doing our pitching stuff, catching stuff, and so just kind of challenged them. There's a lot of them that played off-season baseball, and so this year as well is just challenged them to kind of make sure they're keeping going in the fall and getting some at bats, and that was the biggest thing. Five of the guys hadn't seen varsity pitching, and you're facing Rattler, who's throwing 85, and Carson Costello, and we just have a really good conference, and it just the top 1, 2, 3 guys in each team is they're studs, and so it was just guys going from a JV game to a this guy's throwing me a slider at a pinpoint out and away, and I'm having to figure out how to hit it. And so that was the biggest thing towards the end of the year. It was just guys were getting comfortable at bats, and then we had some guys that were struggling, and Hudson, or not Hudson, sorry, Lincoln Amons kind of stepped in and had some good, didn't hit the ball, but I think he drew like 6, 7 walks, and at timely places he had some good walks, and in that Dyke game as well, in the end he drew a big walk for us to have guys on, and so just little things like that, just getting comfortable at the plate and growing into being able to play some varsity baseball well when they're juniors and seniors.
When it comes to the all conference selections, and I'll just run through them here quick for reference. You had Sully Jansen make it on the first team as a utility player. On the second team, you had Preston Jansen pitching, Luke Jacobson outfield, Jackson Klesbys utility, and Benny Waller as an honorable mention. What kind of comes to mind with some of those guys as far as their contributions and how they were able to really help lead the team here this year?
Yeah, Preston and Sully, we kind of joked with them at the end of the year, if we had their bats that they had this year, last year, how incredible of a team we would have had. But it's one of those things, they both growed, matured, and kind of settled into roles. And we put Preston, he was batting, I think, third or fourth the first week and a half. And then we're just trying to find a leadoff guy, and bumped Preston in the leadoff spot, and just had an incredible year. I think it ended up with, I think, hitting 429. 36 hits, I believe. And so he just kind of settled into that role, and he's gonna be a big guy that we're gonna have to replace in the hot corner at third base and on the mound, and just what he was able to do for us this year. So, our one lone guy was a big lone guy that we're gonna have to replace this coming year. And Sully stepped up and just added, we knew he had power, and just kind of proved it this year a little bit more with the four home runs and the inside the park home run at Clarion. It kind of rattled around, but yeah, he just had some big shots for us this year. And so his goal is to ultimately play college baseball, and so I know, as soon as he was done, he was right back in the cage and asking, what he needs to do. And so, foresee Sully being a very good leader for us next year as a senior. And so, yeah, the other guys as well. It was unfortunate. I think, Wes would have probably had some honors as well, but only played in five conference games. Jackson is playing in a tough spot as a freshman, a shortstop, and so he had a decent mound year. Probably needed to throw a little bit more for us, but just kind of came into a lot of games at the end and kind of closed things out for us when guys were at their limits, and played a pretty good shortstop as a freshman. So hoping he can get his bat going next year. It was a little better than his eighth grade year, but selfishly as dad and coach, you want him to succeed, and so work on the off season, challenge him that. But yeah, Luke is an outfielder. He kind of came along, replacing his brother in the outfield was a big thing for him, and so stepped up, and so he's got some big goals for next year and the years to come as well. So yeah, proud of the guys, and unfortunately too, it was with Benny. Probably should have been a utility or a first team, the way he hit, and but it was one of those things. He kind of missed a bunch of games too towards the end with conference things, and so try to get some other guys on. But yeah, Benny was a huge part. Didn't go out the year before, but came out this year and just was a massive part. And losing him was, on the mound and in the field just as a replacement for an infield guy that was going to be on the mound was huge. So. But yeah, hoping big things from those guys next year, and hopefully have a lot of guys on first team.
Yeah, and you'd kind of mentioned it, but you had a bunch of different times throughout the season where you had some injuries here and there, and you were always kind of cycling through different kinds of lineups and stuff, right? Well, what was that like, kind of just navigating some of that stuff where it seemed like it's almost a different lineup every single night. You're hard to have that consistency, this year.
Yeah, it depends on who was on the mound. It was one of those things. There was not a lot of guys playing shortstop very comfortable. So it was one of those things we kind of, Carter and I both were like, we gotta probably leave Jackson there defensively just so we don't have a hole there. And we've a little liked to see Jackson on the mound a little bit more, and he's gonna have to. But yeah, it was a who's who of whoever's on the mound. It was just kind of trying to rotate around that and put Wes in the outfield, and Elijah Ogle had to step up and catch, and so I'm gonna work with him this off season. And so it was one of those things where Sully was a true utility, and I think he played every position but second base in the infield this year at some point. And for a kid that wants to would love to play outfield as a diehard outfield guy, it's one of those things where, you can put him in any position and he can play it well. So yeah, it was just kind of who's on the mound. It was a day of, thankfully for Ryan Dillard and all the stuff that he does for us, and mathing with pitch count and who can throw and who can, he's got to go 40 to save him for Thursday, and he can go 65. And so, fortunately, Carter and I have Dillard, and it's one of those things. Dillard makes things very easy, and I think we had him this year one time. He was sick, and that was the first time in our 8 years that he was sick, and it took three of us to do his job. So it was one of those things. We're very thankful for Dillard and what he does for our staff and figuring lineups out and pitching rotations and all that. So yeah.
All right, just a couple of things left here. You had mentioned the contributions of your lone senior with Preston Jansen and what a career he's had. But when it comes to the guys that'll be coming back for next year, what are some of the biggest growth experiences you think the guys had throughout this season that they'll be able to take into next season now?
Yeah, just the mindset of the game. I think, Jackson and Wes had the and Sully had the experience, and Corm a little bit towards the end. Corm's first start last year was a state baseball game, and so he kind of got thrown into some high level baseball right away. And so I think just getting used to the varsity level of baseball is a whole different beast. And so now, they know what to expect, and they're kind of, with the intent at the plate a little bit more. Guys are throwing off speed stuff, and they're going to have to adjust to that. So I think that's the biggest thing is getting to play a little bit of fall baseball and just see some more pitches and get some at bats and get them more comfortable. Defensively, we do most of our practice stuff is a lot of reps, and so we get guys a lot of reps and try to do that way. But it's just, I think the more intentional way of thinking of we're going to have to think about how to play baseball and where the ball needs to go and situational stuff was a big jump for those guys. And so having that experience this year is going to make them definitely better for the next few years we have them.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share about your program before we wrap up here?
Yeah, no, I think trending in the right direction. It was one of those things. It was just like, man, it would have been nice to play in a district final for 3 years in a row for AP baseball, but very fortunate. We finished 15-12. It's nothing to kind of shake your fist about, but the expectations are there for us. And I think the expectations of younger guys coming up, it sounds like we're going to have about 11 eighth graders come up and play for us next year. And so, yeah, just kind of trending in the right direction for AP baseball, and just really excited to see where, the future holds for us.
That's AP baseball coach Brett Clespies. Thank you for the time as always, and have a great offseason.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Jamal.